Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Sally. This is Charlie Rydell calling from the main office in London. Thank you so much for helping me coordinate next month's conference in Buenos Aires. Although I have done many conferences before, I haven't done any in South America markets, and since my Spanish ability needs some polishing, your help will be so appreciated. Could you reserve a hotel that has a large conference room and at least 60 or so single or double rooms available for the week of September 9th? We expect at least 200 participants from 50 countries. Make sure they have all the equipment and line installed in the conference hall for individual lectures and presentations. Find possible hotels and send me an email with their website information. I'll check the sites myself, and we can make the final decision together. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to contact me at any time. Thank you again.
Number 86. What is the message mainly about? Number 87. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Needs some polishing"?
Number 88. What information does the speaker request? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report. Good evening and thank you for listening to WRX Evening Business Report. Earlier today, Stephen Martinez, the president of Berkeley Communications, announced that his company has developed a new operating system. Mr. Martinez said that the new software program will be compatible with any kinds of computers and mobile devices in the market. The product is expected to be launched in early next month, but the customers can use the trial version of this software as early as next week by filling out a short online registration form. Mr. Martinez projects that the total sales this year will be about 20% higher than last year's because of this new product. Number 89. What is the news mainly about? Number 90. How can customers try the new product for free? Number 91. According to Mr. Martinez, what will most likely happen by the end of the year? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following recorded message and schedule.
Hello, and thank you for calling Mohawk Paper Store, the largest provider for quality business cards, flyers, brochures, and other promotional stationery items in Boston area. We have a variety of styles and sizes to effectively present your company, and if we don't have in stock what you want, we are happy to place a special order. Unfortunately, we're not open right now, but you leave your name and number, we will return your call as soon as possible. Our normal business hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and from this week, we are also extending our weekend business hours by 1 hour. Please take advantage of this great opportunity and visit our store soon. Thank you and have a nice day.
Number 92. What does the store sell? Number 93. What does the business do for its customers? Number 94. Look at the graphic. What time will the store open until on Saturdays from this week? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and schedule. Attention passengers, this is an express train to Hartsville. I'm sorry to announce that there will be some change in today's schedule. This train will only stop at Morrow Street before it arrives at the final destination, Hartsville Station. We will not be stopping at any other stations, If you want to change trains at Sunset Road or Cypress, please exit and take the local trains. Once again, this is an express train, and the next stop is Morrow Street. Please be considerate and do not put any luggage on the seat next to you or in the aisles. If your bags are too large to be put on your overhead shelf, they can be placed in the baggage areas adjacent to each door. Thank you for riding with us, and please have your ticket ready for collection. Morrow Street is the next. This train will only stop at Morrow Street, Cypress, and Sunset Road Station. Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What should passengers going for Cypress do? Number 97. Where are the passengers advised to put oversized bags? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following short talk and list.
Good afternoon. My name is Sandy Nelson, a sales manager from EasyLearn Corp. based in Chicago. I'm honored to be part of the annual teachers' conference today. I'm here to tell you more about our innovative teaching strategies. EasyLearn Corp. has been producing learning tools for students who have difficulties in reading and writing. The new Make Up a Story software can help any student make their writings into an impressive presentation of materials, books, newspapers, or any kind of publication forms. It has built-in layouts, dictionaries, and a personal assistant fairy that can tailor the software to individual students' needs. The usual introductory version of this program is listed in your handout. However, for today's conference participants, we offer a special $20 off from the regular price for you, which is a major discount. Now, let me show you how exactly this program works.
Number 98. Where are the listeners? Number 99. What is being described? Number 100. Look at the graphic. How much will participants to today's event have to pay for Make Up a Story?